Welcome to the Mixed Bag of Dale Bagels. It's, as they say, been a minute since I've done a live show. This is Shen in Denver. So thanks for listening, whether you're live today or on the podcast. This is the first time. There'll be a new podcast in a while on the XLFM site from the Mixed Bag. So since it's been a bit, we are doing just 2025 releases, but trying to make it a little topical as so often. So some of it, at least, we kind of tried to reverse engineer it into understanding the polarization in our country and the political divides. So we start with Hayley Williams commenting on the maybe lack, the disillusionment in young men. Maybe not, but that's how I'm reading it for this show. And appropriately, in many surveys, Gen Z men are more likely to see success as old-style family and marriage and kids, and Gen Z women may be more likely to see professional success. Hayley Williams signed a contract with Atlantic at 15. She was committed for 20 years to them. She is now free of that, on her own recording, in her own recording studio, and just released Ego Death at a bachelorette party. The song is Disappearing Man. Now I understand how you feel abandoned at a depth you would never share with me.
Period.
Talk is cheap, but the words cut deep. Promises get old, they get hard to keep. Kevin Parker, better known musically as Tame Impala, from his recent release Deadbeat, which kind of focuses around his becoming a dad. Some of it anyway. So juxtaposed with Hayley Williams and her branching out professionally after being free from her contract. Again, sort of reverse engineering into where we are now as a society and many surveys of Gen Z men and their views of success very much differing from Gen Z women. And politically, they vote very differently too, or large portions of them do. I'm talking a lot. I must have not done a show in a while, so let's play more music. LA's Blonde Shell, Sabrina Mae Teitelbaum, and from her album earlier this year, If You Asked for a Picture, and 23's a Baby, because 23's a baby. Why'd you have a baby? Just dealing with the uncertainty and angst of youth.
Baby, why?
Yet another song reflecting on the uncertainty, insecurity, and alienation of youth. That is Portland band Alien Boy, fronted by Sonia Weber. Before that, 23's a Baby from Blonde Show. So, hi to Lauren Brookhaven, hi to Jack and Barbara and Swarthmore. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, it is good to be back. It's been a bit. So, fun to be playing music again, and just came out. I actually hadn't noticed it until Colin notified me that this album was out. The Boy Who Played the Harp by UK rapper Dave. And since we are on sort of the societal splits between young men and women, this maybe reflecting on how hard it can be to be a young woman out in the social life with so much of the internet promoting misogyny and incel life and such, leading to how people interact in reality, in real life. But I'm just making it known that if you ain't a girl, I guess you don't know the feeling of checking the child lock or seeing the air tag, a 5-minute walk home feeling like 5 miles. This is Fairchild from Dave.
Yeah. She was 24. Last week told me something you can't be ready for. I am on the death of our innocence. I am on the death of her innocence. Let the henny pour. Some weeks ago she was in a cab. I felt sick to my stomach, cause when I listened back, driver was acting all forward. I should have drawn a line. She wasn't worried about it. It happens all the time. All the time, said it happens all the time. A little conversation, that's just all it is. Ask a couple questions and he'll call it quits. He ain't even have to ask her where she lives. She was headed to this venue with a couple friends, and I was working late, said I'd collect her when the party. And she got into this no phone party. You know the ones where guys have their phones and all the women there don't. I threw one of them last week, so I don't wanna speak. And when I think about this shit, it cuts deep. You see Tamar, she like my little sis. So when I asked her to explain to me the story, she said this. I caught a vibe with a guy in there from the off, but something was off. Offered me pills and offered me shots and off of my head. Couldn't even say if I was sober or off of my head. I could have danced for days, wouldn't have been no surprise. But let's have a good night. They turn to have a good night when all the men start drinking, and then they feel entitled to more than opinions. You know how that goes, a man come to the girls like, fucking, let me get your snap in it. Add me back in it, fucking, what? What are you doing after this? What you want? What's wrong? Why are you moving so stiff? Come back to the AP, what friend, what? Don't worry about her, you ain't her dad, that's long. I follow her home, call her a cab, and what? I feel like I seen you before, what? You from Bex, you know Thames, fucking. Are you getting back to ends? And I ain't saying that's weird, but it kinda is. She busy throwing up, he's trying to take her to the crib, but that's the culture of the club, right? All games fair. And if she don't like it, why she there? These times she just wanna go home. She don't wanna go alone with no battery on her phone, and all her friends are trying to stay. Cause they're going to somebody's after party in a house that's out of the way, and then she blacked out. She was gonna leave with them, but something felt off, and then she backed out. When I heard about the time she tried to make her home alone, she said,
"An archway, I got out the car. It's quiet and I'm walking up this long hill. Faint sound, cold chills. I swear I just heard a familiar voice. Inside of the club, outside of the club. Was it that first cab? I swear I know the voice. Think fast, that's my only choice. He's coming up, I hear him running up. I ran and I tripped, I fell and I buckled. My belt in a buckle, my keys in my knuckles. He's grabbing my hair, I'm screaming to stop. I'm hitting him hard, it's turning him on. The burning's gone, my body is so cold. I'm frozen in fear, accepting my fate. His hands on my waist, I think that I threw my keys in his face. I ran and he chased, I stumbled on a group of three that were leaving. I ran towards them, didn't notice that my feet, they were bleeding. And that's when I called, praying that you'd be there recording. The only person that I know is up at 3 in the morning. I sound mad, but if you ain't a girl, I guess you don't know the feeling of watching what you wear because you're worried about making it home. Walking with your phone to your ear and you ain't on the phone. Can't walk on the same side of the pavement alone. Everyone's a fucking good guy and they're making it known, but I'm just making it known that if you ain't a girl, I guess you don't know the feeling. Or checking the child lock or seeing the air tag. A 5 minute walk home feeling like 5 miles. Maybe if these people would police our cities where they police our bodies, then maybe fucking hell. Maybe every woman that I know wouldn't be stuck as well. Danger doesn't look like no killer in a mask. It looks like that flirty cab driver and guys that feel entitled because you're standing in a section. Short tempered men, the ones that struggle with rejection. I knew a girl called that was in so deep she thought violence was affection. I know some women wouldn't want a man's help because so many of them want the same reward for their protection. Danger doesn't look like no killer in a mask. It looks like that kid in the group chat that jokes about. And he won't ever stop because there's no one to correct him. And he might even do it because the system would protect him. Algorithm gonna find some people just like him. They hate women too, okay, yeah, fuck it, let's connect him. Homicidal, femicidal shit on their suggesting. Somebody just asked you on a date, it was your dentist. He just went downstairs and got your number from reception. Used to be nice, said I remind him of his little girl. 2 weeks later, he wants a sexual connection. Danger doesn't look like no killer in a mask. Talking to women hunted down by the people they say reported to. Honestly, I wouldn't have the solitude or fortitude. Try and humanize you, she could be somebody's daughter. You, as if that's the reason that them fellas shouldn't slaughter you. God forbid that they offend the people you're belonging to. Objectify you just the way I do in every song. Tomorrow's never wrong. Can't trust guys, she never lied. No men aside, the femicide, the cat calls, the long stares, the kind words, the lines blurred. Call her out, impersonate her. All know a victim, don't know a perpetrator. Am I one of them, the men of the past? You catcalled, I spoke in the bars. I'm complicit, no better than you. I told stories of, yeah. Cause sit on the fence, that's hardly an option. You either part of the solution or part of the problem.
Never really sure if what is safe, but here we are.
Close the borders, you couldn't come. Still, I felt safe in the world knowing you were there. Maybe a little comment on immigration, maybe just a comment on feeling safe in a relationship even if the person's not there. Juxtapose that with, that was Wolf Alice from The Clearing, Safe in the World, and paired up with a less safe feeling, Fairchild from Dave. Again, as we're moving through, I don't know, sort of an exploration of where we are in society right now, especially maybe in the younger generations, there certainly is a lot of disillusionment with the world and where the world is going, and maybe the politicians who are leading it or not leading it. I thought I was getting better, but I'm back to where I started, and the straight line was a circle. Yeah, the straight line was a lie. I think many younger people feel there really hasn't been any progress. Maybe they just expect huge leaps of progress right away. Who knows? This is the best. Straight line was a lie.
One, two, three, four!
I was thinking about something else.
Straight.
distorted. Yeah, that's how everybody lives. Pushed around and around till you're all fucked up. I'm certain that's not the way I'm going down. Cause me, I'm trying to get unstuck. Would you like to live in a dream and be better off than you seem? Well, baby, it's showtime. You'd better button up your vest. We may be polished and pristine, but we crash the same, you see. That's life. Climb back up, gonna break my toe and have mercy, I'm out into the world again. Wake me up when the well water glows. I'll climb back up, baby, break my toe and have mercy, I'm out into the world again.
Would you like to live in a dream and be better off than you seem? That is Tunde Adebimpe from TV on the Radio with a solo effort. The album was The Black Bolts and the song was Pinstack. We followed The Best Straight Line with a Lie with the opening line Distorted. Yeah, that's how everybody lives from Tunde. So, as we continue to sort of try to retrofit songs into exploring modern society and I guess primarily the youth. Maybe, well, we're about to get into a little more of the other divides in our society. So anyway, I am talking a lot today. We have a check-in from an over-the-pond listener, non-US listener. Hi to Ming in Oakham. Good to have you check in. Hope you stay awake for a little bit, but not too long. And luckily for you, and also to some of my other listeners, like my dear father, who may not appreciate raucous music too much. I don't think I have anything too loud or raucous to keep you awake if you are tired and inclined to sleep. In any case, I alluded to other societal divides. Currently, the rural and urban divide, really, probably politically, is huge in this country, probably other countries too. Wednesday is a band from Asheville, North Carolina, and their album this year was Bleeds, and the song is Townies. Catching up with the townies, some have gone, but most are still around. The ghosts of them surround me, they hang on tight until they drown. Wednesday, Townies.
Catching up with Townies. Some have gone, but most are still around. The ghosts, them surround me. Hang on tight until they drown. Met you in the neighborhood. You had connects to get us high. And then you sent my nudes around. I never yelled at you about it, cause you died.
so hard to look back, it's so hard to hold on. In my old street, just bury me, I hear it scream, just bury me. Brooklyn-based, California-born band Mama from their album Welcome to the Blue Sky, and that is My Old Street. Carrying on quickly, we'll go from Mama to Chicago rapper and DJ Saba and No ID. Their collaboration from the private collection of Saba and No ID. This is Woes of the World. When you're used to the woes of the world, everything a woe in the world.
I mean, they used a picture of me as a reference during your recent meetings. Not even supposed to be here neither. Took that shit overseas to England. Bags dropping from plane to plane. I still got the same cell phone ring. I mean, they talking numbers, but it's 773. I mean, if you looking for me, I mean, I've been ducked off cause of need relief. Used to the woes of the world. Highly recommended my referral. Bench press curl. Aging like wine in a barrel.
She told me all her emotions. Then let me, I'm emotional. I put the play into motion. Then I hit the stage, get emotional. From the furthest back row to the floor seat, they sing it for me. Imagine me listening what someone had told me. She liked me most, but also my associate. She only kick it with the Chicago niggas. My Puerto Rican homie on the phone. Well, who is the GOAT? I wanna go toe to toe with it. Cause I just know I'm not second to no niggas. I said enough, guess up next is the show.
Let's roll. Traveled at least I'm in motion though. Blessings hit my phone. Hung up, it made me emotional. Say less is more. I know, but I still need more of it though. It made me emotional to know what I know.
When you're used to the walls of the world, everything a wall in the world. Used to the walls of the world, another wall of the world. Used to the walls of the world, everything a wall of the world. Used to the walls of the world.
Feeding my ego off rappers who lack the imagination. Another shot, 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 shot. Somehow surviving attackers. My pursuit vain, I could say it. I want la 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 la. Really, I'm selfish and jaded, but all my limitations overkept me a la 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 la. Now I look at all entertainment, it's one and the same. I give a fuck if you famous when everything's violent. Is it coincidence if these little niggas sound similar? We just assembly lined it, sent it to interrupt. It never ends, so this year I thought maybe I'd be the one to guide it. I started a mosh pit, she started unlocking memories young that show her what a wife is. I didn't want to write this, but everything's violent. Got real niggas crying.
Let's roll. Traveled at least I'm in motion though. Blessings hit my phone. Hung up, it made me emotional. Say less is more. But I still need more of it though. It made me emotional to know what I know.
When you're used to the walls of the world, everything a wall in the world. Used to the walls of the world, another wall of the world. Used to the walls of the world, everything a wall of the world.
We'll be right back.
everybody's future questions to the how you're sacrificing years for a second of doubt. LA band Rocket from this year's release, Ours for Rocket, and that is Crossing Fingers. Before that, Chicago rapper Saba and No ID, Woes of the World. Continuing to move through the mixed bags, exploration of modern society and our polarization, political divides, sort of. Humor me. It's some of it fits, some doesn't, but you know, there is the middle of the country and the coasts, and Liquid Mike, the band is from Michigan. Liquid Mike is a postman as well, or the main guy in Liquid Mike is a postman, and their album this year, Hell is an Airport, You Can't Outrun Your Fate. This is Crop Circles.
Thinking kind of feel.
I've been looking hard, but I can't find God who will deliver me from evil, so from sin I'm starved. Irish band New Dad, their album this year is Altar. That is sinking kind of feeling, potentially reflecting a younger generation's, surprising to some maybe, return to religious institutions in a search for meaning, and maybe even more importantly in today's day and online age and a virtual life, a sense of community. That was New Dad. Before that, Liquid Mike with Crop Circles, which opens with maybe one of my favorite metaphorical lines recently. Crop circles in your brain you made when you were young. Right now, don't feel too great. This is the Mixed Bag Dale Bagels. Thanks for listening. If you missed any of the beginning of the show, you can certainly listen on the podcast on XLFM's website. You can listen to any other show there that you can't catch live, knowing we have listeners on both sides of the pond. It sometimes isn't too easy to make a show live. Carrying on with our all 2025 releases, Car Seat Headrest from The Scholars, and this song is The Catastrophe. Hear ye, discouraged workers, you who hurt and don't deserve it. Time is short and life is rough. Car Seat Headrest, a Midwest band, and of course the free trade world has left a lot of the Midwest and closed factories behind. insurance estimation from the freeze, damage in the millions for the town's economy. Patterson Hood of the Drive-By Truckers with a solo effort this year. Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams, and that is the song Exploding Trees, dealing with a ice storm disaster in a town. Certainly many rural areas have been impacted, whether it's North Carolina and the floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, etc., and feeling left behind by maybe a government that doesn't seem to be taking care of them. Before that, Car Seat Headrest with the Catastrophe, and as I'm pretty sure I've done before, I misspoke saying Car Seat Headrest from the Midwest. For some reason, I always think they're from Ohio. They're not. They're from Virginia, and so we'll take their lyrics about forsaken workers and apply it to federal workers who have been furloughed, fired, and otherwise mistreated by our government. And we will carry on as we're getting into the last 15 minutes of the show. This is Seattle band Great Grandpa with the song Ephemera from the album Patience Moonbeam from earlier this year. Feel the swarm of invisible stress, toss and turn till it breaks the nest. This is no place for doves to rest.
He said, I'll give it to you.
Oh,
Don't take it personal if I can't bring you anything. Seattle band Deep Sea Diver from their album Billboard Heart, and that is Emergency. Yeah, clarion call given the state of our world right now. Happy stuff here on the Mixed Bag Vale Bagels, as per usual. You wouldn't have it any other way. Brings us to the last couple songs today, and so we'll start with Baltimore hardcore band Turnstile, who really kind of became more broadly well known this summer, and they're excellent. And their album this year was Never Enough, the title song, In the Right Place at the Right Time, and Still You Sink Into the Floor. And then we will end with another UK rapper, Little Sims, her album Lotus, and the song is Blue, with Sampha helping out on it. And it's not the fact that you're not here, it's the way you disappear. And maybe that is just a broad comment on the people who are supposed to be helping all of us. In any case, I don't think it's a political song, but like I said, I'm retrofitting everything. So there you have it. We will start off with Turnstile, Never Enough, and end with Little Sims, Blue. Thanks for listening to the Mixed Bag Dale Bagels. It's been a while since I've had a live show. It's been fun. Glad to play some music. Should be back in 2 weeks. Turnstile.
what would you do if all of your pennies were limitless? Would all your spending be frivolous? All eyes are on you to cover the damages. Would you be generous managing? Would you be calm or be panicking? Does the pound turn us as savages? How do we weigh up or balance this? How would you feel? What would you do if your life was covered in bandages? If you had a family of four and the kids wanted things you could never afford? Bailiffs are banging the door. Parents are losing their memory. Your brother is in penitentiary. He writing to you, but he ain't there mentally. How would you feel? What would you do if you didn't know your identity? The love of your life is wanting to see you, but work is draining your energy. What would you say to your baby girl when she asks you about white supremacy? This generation is fucking the kids up and I'm just providing the remedies. How would you feel? What would you do if you had to write in love and memory? Were you all afraid of seeing the casket making a home in a cemetery? The truth is hard to swallow. The truth is God still loves your enemies. I know the story of Jonah. I know I come with a different aroma. I know my mind is a textbook that they can learn from, even though I ain't got a diploma. Why are we waiting? What is the holdup? Ain't no one asking to live in our shoes, from the same place with different views. Asking for help was never the move. Too much pride and too much to lose. It's true.
There's a life that we can carry on. You and I found a way to be strong.
So how would you feel? What would you do if you thought the world was against you? You didn't talk to an angel, told him you needed some guidance. You were suffering in silence, like you're on a desert island, feeling hopeless, lifeless. Your body contracted self-doubt, and that is a horrible virus. Is this an incurable climate? Everybody's on autopilot, but when they get the diamond in the rough with minimal effort to find it, it's lonely at the top, but not in the way they described it. Who do you pity or side with? Who do you ride for? Who do you slide with? What is the saying you racking up mileage for? Can you see past all my minor flaws? Are you the type to abide the law? Are you the kind to be risking your life? What is the cause you were dying for? Always believed it was bigger than me, even when blurry and I couldn't see. Yeah, God said I'm the best for the job. I agree. Nothing is promised and nothing is free. Would you still do it with no guarantee? You're either a saving grace or you're a disturbance. What did you do when given your purpose?
It's not the fact that you're not here, it's the way you disappear. It's not the fact that you're not here, it's the way.